You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Daybreak.
Good morning. It's just coming up to 20 past nine. With us on the line now from the UK is Jay Flynn, who started running a virtual pub quiz on Facebook for the locals of a pub in Lancashire. After setting the event to public, his quiz went global, having more than 100,000 turn up for the first one. He was awarded a Guinness World Record after pulling in 180,000 players in one night. He's raised more than £140,000 for Alzheimer's Research UK, and Stephen Fry has even co-hosted a quiz with him. It runs every Thursday evening with a kids quiz on a Monday morning and specialist quizzes throughout the week. Welcome to the show, Jay.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thanks very much for joining us. So it must have been a bit of a whirlwind for you these past few weeks or months, I guess, now.
Yeah, I sat down last week when I went to put the live stream on and realised it's only been 10 weeks since I did the first one, and the amount of things that we've achieved in 10 weeks is just absolutely incredible. It's just surreal, some of the things that we've done.
Yeah. So what was your plan at the beginning? Why did you decide to do an online quiz?
It's something I used to do every Thursday, host quizzes and also play quizzes myself. And when they shut the pubs down, I thought, well, that's my one night of the week gone. That's my night out of catching up with my friends. So I thought, well, I'm clever enough. I wonder if I can do something myself and do it virtually with all of us and some of the local people here in where I live. So I just set up an event on Facebook and said, if anyone wants to do a quiz on Thursday nights, I'm quite happy to host it. And yeah, it went viral and everyone shared it. And there was 500,000 people interested in the first event, which was
Goodness. I bet it was a bit overwhelming, I would have thought.
Yeah, I think halfway through the week leading up to the first one, when it was sort of at 250,000, I thought, oh, this is a bit bigger than I thought. This is going to be quite hard to sort of manage a lot of people. So I'll just have to sort of get my head down and forget that there's that many people.
Yeah. So how did you do it then? What was your format?
It's very simple as well. It's just on YouTube. It's just me asking. I've got 50 questions over 10 rounds. And all I've said to people is pen and paper fun. Put the phones away. Don't Google or cheat, because you're only cheating yourselves. And give us the score, you know, give us your scores over social media so we can see, you know, how people have got on, but compete against your friends and family. And a lot of people have been over like Zoom chats and WhatsApp chats and things like that. It's been really good to see a lot of the pictures of, you know, me on one screen and then on a laptop, loads and loads of different people who've been, you know, families and stuff across the country have been competing against each other.
Yeah, brilliant. And it's interesting you say about the not cheating thing, because it must be, it must be difficult to stop people from doing that, but it's impossible. You know, if you can't see them, there's no way you can control that. Have you had any feeling as to whether people have been cheating or not?
No, I think majority of people that are getting involved have, I mean, a lot of people have said to us they're learning things as well. And that's one of the things I've said. If you don't cheat and then you learn something, and then when the pubs reopen and you go into a pub quiz, that question that you didn't know, you might suddenly remember it and go, oh, I remember that from Jay's virtual pub quiz. Here's the answer. And it might help you win a pub quiz when you're there. And so, I mean, there will be people cheating, but from what I've seen and the people that we talked to on the community, not everyone's been really good.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. That's really great. So how long does it normally take?
So we start the live stream at 7:50. The quiz starts at 8:15, and generally it's all finished for 9:15. So it's an hour's worth of good fun.
Okay. And how about Stephen Fry? How did he get involved?
So we were working with Alzheimer's Research UK to raise some funds for them. We'd raised £170,000 for the NHS.
Gosh.
And we were moving Alzheimer's Research, and they said, well, we'd like to offer sort of Stephen host, would you be interested? And I said, well, yeah, okay, why not? So he hosted two rounds for us, and we've now raised, I think it's £230,000 for Alzheimer's Research UK.
Oh, that's amazing.
With all the charities that we've worked with, I think we're just short of £450,000 overall.
Wow, that's fantastic. So how do you do that then? Do you just kind of publicise it during the quiz and encourage people to donate?
Yeah, I never set out for this to be a charitable thing or anything like that. So a lot of people after the first one said, you've got to raise some money. And I'm very reluctant to force anything on people and say, you must do this, you must do that. The quiz will always remain free. So I just put a link in the description and said to people, if you're in a position to donate and you want to help this charity, then please do. And that's it. Leave it at that. And people have massively gone across and helped.
Yeah. Oh, that's wonderful, isn't it? Because I guess if the people who have been playing, especially the ones who are playing regularly, were normally going to a pub, they would have generally paid a bit for the quiz. They would have, you know, bought drinks, some of them eaten food and things like that. So it would normally cost to do a quiz. So for them to be doing it for free, it's nice for them to be able to give back in some way.
Yeah, and I keep saying that, you know, the quiz will always remain free during lockdown. We're not going to, you know, while it's on YouTube and, you know, me just asking questions, you know, I don't want to charge anyone. But, you know, if they can donate, fantastic. You know, really, really, you know, great charities to help out.
Mm. So would you normally do the quiz on a Thursday night? Is that your night of, do you host the quiz normally in this pub then?
A bit of both, yeah. I used to host the quiz night, but before I went back in sort of 11 months ago, it was always my one night out of the week with friends of mine. Mm. So it was the one chance I got to catch up with them. Yeah, there'll be some sore heads at work on a Friday morning, but it was my one chance to see people and just relax. So yeah, I'm very, very pleased with it.
So do you know how much longer this is going to run for before you can actually be going back to the pub yourself?
Well, I'm out. I gave up my pub just before the lockdown actually took hold, and before we thought there was going to be a lockdown. But for me, I've just said I'm going to carry this on until I'm the only person that I'm talking to. So, you know, because people are enjoying it that much and they want it to continue. Yeah, I'll keep asking questions until there's no one left.
Oh, that's brilliant! And with regards to all the specialist quizzes that you do, have people been asking you if you can do quizzes on particular subjects, haven't they? I noticed you did a friends quiz the other day.
Yeah, a lot of people have been saying, oh, can you, you know, would you do this, would you do that? And somebody else had done a friends quiz, and I was very reluctant to do it because I didn't want to sort of step on their toes. But the sheer swell of people saying you have to do this, in the end I get it. But I've been spreading it over 5 weeks, so it's two series at a time, so everyone knows, oh, right, I need to research. And series 7 and 8 came out on Tuesday, comes out tonight, sorry, series 7 and 8, so...
Brilliant. And you enjoy it, do you, doing all the research and coming up with the questions?
Well, yeah, I absolutely love it because I'm learning a lot myself. You know, I say Friends Series 7 and 8 tonight, and there was stuff in there that I forgot about. So I've now gone, right, I need to go and rewatch this kind of thing. And you know, even so much as like the history and stuff like that, going back through and going, oh wow, I forgot, you know, that happened in history. And you know, it is brilliant, and it, you know, it takes its time. They're not easy to put together, but you know, it is rewarding, and especially when you get people going, I never knew that, or you challenge people with those questions. It's a great sense of pride, and that you've managed to get someone to think about it.
Yeah, and is it difficult sometimes to kind of work out what level you're aiming at? Because when you've got people of different ages playing the quiz, it's difficult to kind of know. The level that you're aiming at in terms of, you know, if you're doing music, for example, you know, to ask questions about modern music compared to music in the 50s, it makes a big difference with the audience that you've got.
Yeah, that really has been one of the hardest things, is trying to find that level. I think we're just finding it now. I think after week three it got a little bit too hard, and then we pulled it back. If I'm doing something around entertainment or music, I'll try, because I've got 10 questions, I'll try and do sort of, you know, two from the 60s, two from the 70s, two from the 80s, and so on. That way it sort of balances that out. My geography round this week was all from GCSE sort of curriculum, so that I thought, well, you know, if, you know, people my age, I'm 38, hopefully I should remember sort of some of those questions, and then there should be some of the younger generation who are going through it, or were going through it. So
yeah, brilliant. Well, if people want to join in with your quiz, can they if they can't do it live, can people go back and do it afterwards?
Yeah, every single quiz that we've done so far is on the YouTube channel, on the virtual pub quiz, and all of the specialist quizzes and the kids quizzes, they're all still there, so they can go right back to the beginning if they want, and the first ever one, and watch the evolution from it.
Oh, wonderful. So people just go to YouTube and type in virtual pub quiz and they'll find you.
That's it. That's me.
Great stuff. Jay Flynn, thanks so much for joining us, and congratulations on everything that you've achieved. Guinness World Record as well. That's amazing.
Yeah, that was quite... We looked in to see if that had happened, if someone had ever done anything. We worked with Guinness to make sure that we had the right title, and yeah, 182,000 people. It's crazy.
Fantastic. Well, one day I suppose you'll think, am I going to wake up and this has all been a dream?
Yeah, that's been the biggest.
Well, it hasn't. It's all true. And you're chatting on a radio station in Spain now. So there you are. Well, it's been lovely to chat with you, Jay Flynn. Thanks for joining us. And people can follow and take part in everything that you're doing, virtual pub quiz on YouTube. Thanks for being with us, Jay.
Thanks very much for your time.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.